Nerds, welcome to Cosplay and Cocktails. This is Paige.
And I'm Jessie, as always.
Jessie, this is the first time we've recorded in person, not in the car, in I don't know how long.
A while, yeah. It's just harder these days. You went and got a job.
I know.
Kids are getting bigger and they're doing they have personalities now, so you can't just shove them in a corner and give them a shiny bit of string to play with.
Yeah, they don't like it very much when I do that.
One of your children would be stoked to have a shiny bit of string. And the other two not so much.
Yeah,
but
true.
It's a lot harder for us to record.
It is. So we've got a pretty fun little episode for you guys today. But before we get into that, Jessie Cocktail Corner. We had a couple bottles of wine.
We didn't drink all two.
No. We just had some to pick from.
Yeah.
And so one of them is, I wish I would have brought it in here with us.
Killer Bee.
It is from
the Meadery up by Chicago?
No. It is from St. Joseph, Illinois. And it's called Killer Bee. And it's a jalapeno honey wine. And pretty good. Or I think it's a mead, technically.
I don't know how much honey there has to be for it to be a mead.
Right.
So, I don't know.
And then Jessie has just dumped an entire thing of edible sprinkles in there.
It's not edible. This is glitter gold. It's edible.
Glitter gold.
Yeah, it's meant for cocktails. Did I put too much in? Arguably, yes.
Yeah.
But it is beautiful, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
So,
there's some ASMR for you. Here. So that is our cocktail corner. Hey, Jessie.
Yeah?
Feeling curious about anything?
So I sure am. As always.
As always.
That's another thing I always am. I'm always Jessie and I'm always curious.
Yeah.
That's the Joker. No. Incredible Hulk. That's my secret. I'm always curious.
God damn it.
Something's on my mind.
So, what is a cosplay trend that you think or you hope will die in 2024 that you hope that we don't see? That's a good one.
Cosplay trend I hope that we
either
don't
you
see.
Or that you think. Right. Something that you think is on the way out or that you hope. So, it can be something that...
I've got an answer.
Okay. That was abrupt.
Large groups of the T-Rexes.
That's when you hope.
Yeah.
I don't think that wish will come true.
I was just trying to think of the one thing that I was annoyed with it this past year and at Dragon Con. Not all the time. Part of the time they were a lot of fun. Jessie danced with some one night. But when they do their parade through the busiest part of the con and then they yell at you.
Yeah, there's not enough
walking.
There's not enough room for them all to be walking in a large group in those small where it's difficult. Sometimes a person in normal clothes has to squeeze.
Yes.
So I don't know that they should be trying to do a full parade along the sky bridges.
I'm all for it. I own a T-Rex costume.
Yeah.
So it's not just that, it's just the large groups of them. Like I said, I don't think they're going anywhere anyway, but I hope that maybe they figure something out.
Yeah, it would be nice if they could have something more organized, like some of the cosplay photo shoot meetups. That would be fine.
Well, and even when they're, hanging out in, this is Dragon Con specifically, but, in the...
Yeah, do we see them at other conventions? Are they a thing at other conventions?
Not,
I don't feel like...
Not as many, no. We see them in the Hilton a lot, the Hyatt a lot, in the,
Yeah, the Hyatt's got a nice big
in the lobby,
lobby.
Yeah, and that never bothers me. They're not, but them going through the atrium at the Marriott is miserable. And I said, I think we both got yelled at this year. T-Rex is coming through, move, and we're there's a million other people walking here. It's not just us.
Move to where?
Yes,
there are 80,000 people in this hotel right now.
Yeah,
move to where? People who are in a wheelchair or have a that's one thing.
Absolutely.
Move for them, yes. Yep. For a T-Rex, they don't take priority over any other cosplayer. And it's very difficult for them to see. People are constantly falling. I feel like it's a really... Which, the same should be... the thing is, a lot of people... people that make big elaborate costumes like Megatron or
they're not trying like to walk Transformers, through there. Right. They go to and a big open area and they...
Or like the Squirtle Squad, and we saw the big, huge Squirtle Squad. They usually have a handler. They go to like a set area apart. Yep. They generally don't necessarily wear them at night walking around. But the thing with the T-Rex costumes is they're every bit as hot and every bit as difficult to see out of. But generally, anybody can buy one off of Amazon. These are not things that... So... They're not gonna. It's gonna be difficult to find one of your friends that's willing to chaperone you around while you're in your T-Rex costume all night. Like,
yeah, that isn't somebody else in a T-Rex costume.
They generally have one person. Like there was like one person like yelling at the front of their line, which is not an effective way to because people there's gonna be stragglers. There's gonna be people falling. So it's a little bit, like you said, maybe this is just...
I was just trying to think of an annoyance, something that I was annoyed by.
It was a lot. And then it coming through like seven times, I feel like, again, it's a lot when you don't have the... I can't think of any other...
I was trying to compare it to like, because I know our Spartan friends like a parade through the hotels. Right. But I've also seen... Like, on the escalators, they have to go up and down the escalators, and I have seen other cosplayers get stuck in between them on the escalators, and nobody says shit.
No, I've you never, know, like, yeah, yeah. And again, they can all see. They all, I mean, I think there's not one that wears an iPad. Yeah, not Amy, but she does have a handler.
Amy can't see or do anything.
No, she can't see, she can't hear, she can't drink, she is duct taped under that costume, but she always has somebody with her.
Yes.
And
she would be the one yelling at you if...
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're, so it's more just, like, again, it's a safety issue, too. And, like, I think some of them are kind of young.
Yeah.
Like, potentially children or teenagers. So, it's just, it just makes me nervous. Yep. Like, them, and again, like, trying to crowd them through when there really isn't room for them. Yep. And then people are getting squished or, like.
That's for me. Like I said, it's a very specific thing.
It's similar to, for me, it's similar to, like, the year that people were putting, like, raw potatoes out at Dragon Con. Like, it starts out as something fun, or, like, even when people got really bad with, like, leaving garbage and, like, old Starbucks drinks and stuff out for, like, the FedEx drone stuff.
It was funny the first year.
Right, and it starts out something fun, and then people take it too far, and then it, like, gets gross. Like, when there's literally garbage, it makes a huge mess for people.
We like fun as much as the next people. If you want to go back and look, like... We were some of the first people that noticed FedEx John, like, the whole thing. Like, we saw the beginning, we saw the middle, we saw the end of all of that. We left Shrine. There's videos of us leaving things at the Shrine. Like, people not putting, trash.
Yeah, people putting badge ribbons on it or stickers or something like that.
Yeah, the original FedEx John has a cosplaying cocktails badge and a badge ribbon. And
it wasn't cosplaying cocktails, it was when we did Team Cap and Team Bucky.
We had all three of them.
Did we? I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Team Cap and Team Bucky.
But... Yeah, anyway, they had our badge, he had our badge ribbons on him. Jesse sent him to the person that was going to cosplay. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so we saw that and that was fun, but I'm over it now. Like,
it's become something where, like, every, like, it's like every nook and cranny people are cramming garbage. Like, and some of it, like, again, gross garbage, like Starbucks drinks. I have, like, milk and are going to get disgusting and, like, sweaty and... Or old food, like stuff. It just makes a huge mess for the staff to have to clean up. Again, people were tripping on those potatoes, like stepping on wet, mushed potato. Mm-hmm. So, like, again, and for what?
Hey, what's your answer?
I think for me, I guess for this is, again, a trend that I more hope will go away. It's... I'm trying to think of how to describe it. It's like, I don't know. This is more, you don't tend to see this as much at Dragon Con, but at some of the smaller cons we go to, people who I feel like use the con as their babysitter. I have it's not as much of part of it is like, it's not as much an annoyance issue as it's hard for me to enjoy the con when I'm seeing like unsupervised children doing stuff that I'm like, that's not good. Mm-hmm. And there's no, like, I'm like, where is your adult? And like, they might be older, like middle school age or something. I don't know. Like I just see danger everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's part of my anxiety. So I think that I wish there was a more inclusive place for
kids to get into,
like,
cosplay.
Kids or like middle school age people to get into it, where I feel like it's more safe, and there's, but get, like, I, you know, it I just worry because I see creeps and danger everywhere, and like, and into the con community, and I wish it would be nice if, and this is something that's probably not feasible for small cons because, you know, they aren't raking in big buku bucks, but like, if there was some kind of like, like parent supervisor badge, because I think a lot of it is probably con badges are expensive, and if your kids want to go, to have a parent go too, that may be another $100, and then the parent has to sit through you know, Love Live 6-hour description of that show has fully 3,000 characters. But you know what I mean? So like, I wish, or maybe like, I don't know. You know what they should do is have like teachers. Like, teachers on the weekend come in and have, like, so there's, like, a safe, like, a trusted person that's gone through a background check. Like, not that, I don't know. Like, I don't know the solution to it, but I just, yeah, I wish, it just seems like I've seen a lot more in the, and maybe, really, it's just, maybe it's just because I'm getting older, but at the smaller cons, I just feel like, there are.
But if you think about it, I'm thinking like middle school age kids. Like, our parents would have let us do something, I know, like that. But they, like, would have dropped us off.
I'm not saying it's wrong. Like, I'm not judging anyone. Yeah. It's just because
something
I'm
that makes you nervous. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, like kids lighting off fireworks at the 4th of July makes me, and we lit off fireworks all the time, and it makes me nervous as hell. Or kids on four wheelers, and we drove my dad's tractor around at 60 miles an hour with no protective equipment. You know, like. It's, I'm not saying, and like, again, I'm not telling anyone how to parent their kids. It just makes me, as someone who has anxiety, so nervous to see something. Like, even when, like, obviously I am a safe person for children to be around, but like, I was just thinking, you know, the last time I wore rose quartz, the number of unoccupied children, like at Dallas Fan Expo, I had two young girls come up to me and want to take pictures, and there was no, now that didn't mean they didn't have an adult somewhere on the property to report back to, but like, if I was a creep, it would have been pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it, like, there are bad people in every community.
And it's definitely hard. I know, just as a parent, to try not to overprotect your kids and helicopter.
Of course.
But also to, you know, keep them safe, and you know, it's a definitely a balancing act.
Right. That's, you know,
like, as somebody with, you know, like,
right, because again, teenage, like, kids, they are going to go out in the world at some point, so you can't protect them from stuff like that forever. So I, like I said, that's like, I wish there was just, again, I didn't necessarily mean for it to get that deep. It started off being just more like me being a crotchety old person, like all these damn unattended kids running around. But like, beyond just that, like, yes, it can be annoying when there's kids running around causing a muck, making
a mess. Normally, I don't feel like that's the
not
vibe.
Generally. No. More often, it's kids that I'm like, you should not be doing XYZ thing on your own. Or like, when we set up our craft booth at cons before, we would have kids come and spend like try to spend their food money on. So like, again, that's a minor thing. It's not like probably the kid is going to starve to death if they. But it's just, you know, I just wish there were better, like, maybe, I wonder if there are, like, specifically kids cons, like, you know, where it would be nice if someone would make, like, a
young adult con,
like a YA con, like, a specifically made for, because Dragon Con has a YA track, but it's
and
all,
and a kids track,
but the kids track I haven't gone to, because, you know, it's for, I would feel creepy there, I feel a little weird, but someone who doesn't have children and is not there with children. But the YA track I've been to, and it's all adults.
Right.
Like, it's all mostly women, like women our age.
Right.
Like, it's not actually young people.
Right.
So it would be nice if there were something geared more towards, you know, like a safe split. Like, Dragon Con is unique. Like, not that there's no kids programming at any other cons, but it would be nice if there was, like, one con that was devoted to kids stuff, or like, not even kids stuff, just like, I don't know, I just worry.
Aren't even trends, these are just things we want to change.
I mean, I guess, like, they are not, I feel like there is, I've seen more, and it could just be that we go to like a wider variety of cons, but like, you know, I rarely, at most, the big cons we go to, like, I'm thinking...
No, we really don't see kids running around Dragon Con by themselves.
No, Dragon Con, no. You don't see kids running around.
I don't even remember, like, when we went to, like, C2E2, I don't remember seeing them unsupervised. No. Comic Palooza, I don't remember seeing kids unsupervised.
Not unsupervised, not without parents.
But like you said, like some of the small, like cons. The indie con, some of the indie cons we've gone to, I know we've noticed, you know, like, but those are like teenage, high school, middle school.
Not like kids that, you know, again, it's more just, I do the same things with my students. Like, you know, I remember when I was like starting out in college and like, I'm an adult, like I'm taking care of myself. But now like being almost 40 and looking back on them, I'm like, oh no, like. You, the world is like, you just want to protect them. Like so.
Well, I look at like my oldest who is going to be 14 in March and I'm like, oh, the things you and I were doing at like, I started dating my husband at 14.
Well,
I
like a week from 15.
Yes.
So
I like walked around the entire town.
Oh yeah.
I mean, all hours.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did all kinds of stuff. Like, nothing super dangerous, but, like, things I would not let my kid do.
No, that's the thing. It's like, again, acknowledging that, yes, we did that, but it's a different world now. Yeah, it is a different world.
You sound like you're 80 years old.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, at the risk of sounding, like, part of it is, yes, me being crotchety of, like, these kids running around touching everything with their sticky mitts. But, like... You know, the bigger part, I think that is part of why it's annoying to me, because it gives me anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like, my therapist always says that, like, a lot of the things that bother you and, like, you know, like, because I always say, like, well, I'm easily annoyed. He's like, well, it's not that you're easily annoyed. It's that if something makes you anxious, you perceive it as annoyance because you want to externalize.
Yeah.
That. Here's a little free therapy for you. You want to externalize that, like... Your body is getting anxious and you don't perceive it as anxiety. You're just perceiving it as something is not right. I don't like that. So like, I think that is why I think it is so annoying, because I'm like, danger, danger, danger. Something bad's going to happen. And what if something bad happens, and what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. How am I going to help? What if there's nothing I can do to help? Like, there's just a million things that, so anyway,
I don't want to know your brain.
What?
I'd rather not have an insight into your brain.
It's imagine like a dark cave with like blue and purple glowing mushrooms everywhere, and there's like little blind fish swimming. That's what it's like in here.
Okay.
Just bonked my noggin with the wine.
Yeah. So listener, we want to know, what is something con related that you hope changes in 2024?
Yeah, I guess
con or cosplay related. It doesn't have to be a trend necessarily, just something you think could use improvement. Yeah,
like
you said,
those aren't necessary. It's more trends for us,
right?
For like things that we've noticed.
Right.
Again, I think you're like things getting overplayed,
mm-hmm.
or things that you think it's time to maybe
find a different way. Not even just get rid of, just figure out a better way.
Like, I hope that the, like, part of what makes Dragon Con so fun is having all that. And again, like, it's not just an annoyance because they're trying to squeeze through tight areas, because everybody's trying to squeeze through tight areas at Dragon Con. It's more, like I said, I think that's part of the reason that we are both annoyed, is because it does make you anxious, because they're like, move, move, move. They're like,
it makes you anxious and like, why are you more, like, why are you allowed to be in this space and we're not right now?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, yeah, that is fair too. And in fairness, who knows those people in the, like, there was one person that we don't even know if lives with them, that, and they were probably trying to help.
Yes.
Like, I know people a lot of times complain about volunteers at cons because they can get snippy, or they're saying like, you're not supposed to, or they give you bad information. But again, you're talking about people who may not have had much training or all. The information is changing constantly. They may not have a good way to get it.
Right.
So, yeah, it would just be nice if, you know, there was a better way to, like, some of the unofficial stuff, maybe. Just, like, it would be nice, I guess, that the sum of the thing is, it would be nice if there were no bad people in the world and everything could be safe just by default, but that's not, you know, it would be nice if people didn't throw chairs off of balconies and it lands on Loki's head.
That'd be great.
Anyway.
Yeah, all right. Descended into madness. This is an entire episode right there.
Yeah.
So, actually, the actual episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Friends. Is...
Friends?
We are going to discuss... we're going to discuss what we think might be cosplay trends for 2024. Things that we think we're going to see this year. Maybe we will see again or, you know, in greater numbers this year.
What do we think 2024 is going to look like?
Cosplay-wise.
And convention-wise.
I only did cosplays.
Well, okay. I mean, most of mine are cosplay. Okay. Maybe a couple...
Do you want to start?
I can.
All right. What is something you think we're going to see a lot of in 2024?
I think something we'll see a lot of is what I kind of summarized. I thought about how to put it, and I'm going to call it meme costumes.
Ah.
So like...
Internet costumes.
Yeah, like costumes that aren't really like... that would seem niche, mm-hmm. but because of the internet... Like costumes that would not have existed pre the internet.
Right.
So what got me thinking about it is we were talking about the Nicole Kidman AMC, mm-hmm. and we've seen multiple Haley,
Hobbit Party,
friend of the mm-hmm. podcast. Yeah. Did that was the first one that I saw, but seen.
Yes. When Haley, so Nicole Kidman does a AMC commercial. She has this gray pinstripe, pantsuit on, and, she does this whole monologue and it's just this big, long, very, dramatic thing.
Yeah, it's
and
weird.
It's weird. And our friend Haley, who is Hobbit Party, if you want to follow her on Instagram and TikTok, she has cosplayed as Nicole Kidman in this before. And Jesse was like, what is this?
You told me, like, I was talking about, like, what, because, you know, I don't follow the socials really that well. I thought Instagram was only 9 pictures.
Right.
So I've gotten better now.
You're doing so
I'm
well.
I'm doing better. I'm still not great at knowing when I'm posting to what, because Zuckerberg's got his fingers in all my pies and he's connecting things I don't want to be connected and he refuses to stop.
Yeah.
Well, that's a trend. I hope Mark Zuckerberg stop.
Okay. Back on track. Back on Haley.
But you told me that you were like, oh, Nicole Kidman from the AMC thing. And I was like, what are you talking about? I had never even seen it. And then you were just telling me that they made like a Loungefly backpack out of the suit that she wears in an AMC commercial. So mm-hmm. like, I think, and there's a lot of examples of that, of like things that come from internet culture, mm-hmm. like the Pink King, Technoblade mm-hmm.
yep.
that we see a lot of.
Oh, so many.
That's the avatar of a Minecraft player on a Minecraft server. So I think that's going to continue. I think, we'll see a lot more, you know, costumes that aren't from, you know, I don't think we're ever going to stop seeing like Marvel costumes, big mm-hmm. franchise costumes, but I think we're going to start seeing more and more like some random internet, like last year with the freaking orcas and the mm-hmm. yachts, like yachtsmen and orcas,
yeah.
like weird meme costumes. I think that's going to be, it seems to have been trending for the past several years.
No, I agree.
It seems to be growing.
I agree. And especially when you get it, like it's great. So, you just touched on this, but I feel like last year, and I can't remember the year before so much, but I feel like last year we didn't see as many Marvel cosplays. And I think it's because there's been a bit
transition,
of a lull.
Yeah. Transitioning between phases.
But this year we have the Deadpool Wolverine movie. I mean, it's
the
Deadpool.
One,
Deadpool, but Wolverine is in it. The Thunderbolts and Madame Web are all coming out. So I think we're going to see an uprise in Marvel again.
I think also Spider-Man, I was thinking because, the Spider-Man the video game, which Sony made up their own award to give themselves. I mean, I guess they kind of did it, but,
I think that that's just, I think that's one that
is
going to
be
an uptick in it.
I think Spider-Man's going to be trending up, I think we're going to see. Spider-Man's also, like, I don't know.
I feel like Spider-Man's the one that I haven't seen a downward trend in, but I think that's also because there's been the Spider-Verse.
There's still Spider-Man stuff going on.
Yeah, Spider-Verse movies and stuff.
And like, especially with the Spider-Verse now, it's kind of like when Loki came out, there's a lot of so many options. Like, you could be Peter Porker.
Yeah.
The spider pig.
Yeah, there's so many options.
I don't know why you would, but, like,
you could. You know,
I'm not telling anybody what to do with their life. Exactly. I wouldn't. That doesn't mean
well. And yet. Like I said, like, Thunderbolt has so many different characters in it.
Yeah, we'll see about that one.
It's got my boyfriend in it, so I gotta watch it.
Not optimistic about it, but we'll see.
I'm gonna be optimistic.
I've been wrong before. Listen, that's a good way to be.
Yeah.
I'm not, but I'm not that way.
Jesse, what else do you think we're going to see a lot of?
I think we're going to see, this year specifically, I think we're going to see residual Barbie-age.
I agree. That was on my list as well. I think Barbie is not done having her moment.
No, I think there's two reasons for that. I think we're going to see people who, like us, delayed it last year because we knew there were going to be a million, but now there's just going to be a million. It's the people who delayed it from last year. Mm-hmm.
And then people also, rewearing from last year.
I think there'll be people rewearing. And then I think there'll be people that maybe saw an idea. Like, they weren't like, and then they got an idea from seeing someone else. Because we do that all the time. Like, we think of a different twist we could do or a different character that maybe we wouldn't have thought of. So I think there's, I think we're going to see residual Barbie-age. And also, like, Dragon Con specifically. There was and also Barbie came out kind of late in the year to where, August it came out, July, something like that. So, it was late-ish in the year, I guess, to where, you know, and people, Halloween, like, a lot of people did Barbie for Halloween, so then they'll have, like, stuff to revamp or reuse. So, like, I just think that it's not going, I think it's going to be, and Dragon Con last year, we talked about it, like, everybody, like, hi, Barbie, hi, Ken. Like, that was such a thing that I think people at the, that's the, one of the very few negative things that I can say about Dragon Con, and we already touched on it, so I won't talk about it that much, is that people tend to not want to let go of things. So, like, if there is, like, again, like, FedEx John, I was into FedEx John for, like, a few months after the con.
Yeah.
It was fun to follow and see, like, oh my gosh, this person's doing this for, like,
oh my gosh, they found the guy, and he's,
I'm
like,
I'm so glad. I'm not here to yuck anybody's yum. I'm not here to, you know, ruin their good time. Like, it's not hurting anybody.
No.
Unless, like I said, don't leak garbage and stuff. If you're just cosplaying as FedEx John to cosplay as FedEx John,
we're
go
perfect.
With God. But, again, people tend to not want to. So I think that there's going to be a lot of people trying to recreate. Like, again, to, like, I don't know if
recreate the vibe
same, right?
That, like, really was kind of like
it was a good vibe. I don't think we'll be able to recreate it. And again, hopefully, or maybe there will be some other big, you know, random thing that like, there will be something that will be like this year's Dragon Con thing.
Yeah.
Like Barbie was.
Yes.
It's just, what will it be?
Yeah.
Probably not Barbie again.
Right.
But I think there will be people trying to make it be Barbie again.
Totally agree.
So.
Yeah,
Barbie.
Something that I think that we're going to see, it's going to be obscure, but I think we're going to see quite a few cosplays from Saltburn.
I don't know what that is.
I actually know of a couple people doing Saltburn cosplays.
See, I feel like you might have an unfair advantage because you are on the social media and I just see that little dancing dragon.
Yeah.
Listener, do you know the little dancing dragon?
Oh my god.
We're going to get sued by Nintendo. Yep.
It was a really weird movie. It's on Amazon Prime if you ever want to give it a little watch. It's got that Barry Keoghan. He's that Irish man. He was in that movie. He was in The Eternals, which you hated.
Barry Keoghan. Barry,
that's probably not how you say his
name. I don't know a Barry. I'm not familiar with a Barry. I did not like The Eternals. Oh, I am familiar with Barry.
What you know else
Barry?
Is he in? He was in The Eternals.
Oh, no, he was
and
in...
And Dunkirk.
Yeah.
So this is him from Saltburn.
He's in something else, too, isn't he? Oh, I'm sure he's in other things.
I mean, those are the only... Barry Keoghan.
Just yell it at the thing. And then
yeah. Go. And then, so I expect to see a lot of this cosplay.
Is it a fandom thing or what? Is
no. He like a, no, he's at a midsummer party.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it would be, here's the, well, the embroidery on the jacket, but I reckon, I don't know.
I expect to see that, like I said.
I don't know, if you're right on that one.
This is the other guy.
What is the
rest? I'll talk to you off air about it.
That's Matt Smith.
No, that's Jacob Elordi. He is very cute, like Matt Smith, though.
That's Matt Smith's twin brother.
He doesn't, this is the same boy. He doesn't look that much like Matt Smith.
Something's off of the proportions there. It looks like somebody stretched out Timothée Chalamet.
Jacob Elordi, Timothée Chalamet stretched out twin.
He looks like somebody took Matt Smith's bones and they stretched Timothée Chalamet over him. I don't know. Like, he's not an unattractive man. Like,
oh, he's beautiful. Oh, he's beautiful.
He's not really
this
like...
This is his cosplay from the movie that I think is going to happen.
someone put Timothée Chalamet on the wrong skeleton. That's what he looks like.
Saltburn is one of my... I'm going to make her watch it. She's coming over after this. We're going to watch it. Hey, Jesse, what's something else you think we're going to see this year?
I think also something that Saltburn's really thrown me off.
We'll get into it.
I think Dune, maybe, or...
I agree.
Timothée Chalamet in general. I think maybe some like Wonka-ish. Wonka-ish. I think maybe some Chalamet. Mm-hmm. Maybe that other one, the Skinwalker Chalamet.
Ugh. Jacob Elordi.
He's going to come visit me in my dreams tonight.
I wish he'd come visit me in my dreams. I agree with you about Dune.
I think Dune. Here's the thing. When I watched Dune, the first one, I was like, these are beautiful costumes.
But they're all so intricate.
And, well, like, here's the thing. They wear, like, crazy cuckoo shoes, a lot of them. Like, heels, but the heel is in the front. Mm-hmm. Like, toes, I guess. Like, I don't even know what you call that. Like, and, like, stuff that's kind of shapeless, but also really structured. Like, again, like, it... I think we'll see a lot of Dune.
Yeah. I think another one that is supposed to come out this...
Is it the anniversary of anything? It'd be interesting, because I feel like sometimes if it's like the 50th anniversary of something...
I don't know. One that I can think of, though, is... another one I can think of is the Beetlejuice 2.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to come out this year. And I feel like we see a lot of Beetlejuice anyway, but I think this is going to ramp it up.
We see a lot of Beetlejuice anyway. I think it might, especially if there's, like, new interesting costumes. Mm-hmm. I'm always wary of something like that where it's been, mm-hmm. like, a long break, and then they're like, now it's time for number two, where they, I feel like the musical's very, very popular, and they're trying to capitalize off that.
Right.
So, I just don't know. I don't know about the Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It has Michael Keaton in it, though, so.
And Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
No, those are the big ones, I think. Anything, like I said, that's a big franchise.
There's a new Joker coming out this year. Oh, the one with Lady Gaga.
Oh, I bet there's going to be... I bet you're right. I think it looks... Maybe it's an unpopular opinion. Blah.
I've never seen the first one.
Here's my thing with the Joaquin Phoenix Joker. I could not make it through it, not because of the film itself, mm-hmm. but because of all the edgelords who have, like, co-opted it and are like, this is me, this is a...
My Joker.
Yeah, like, blech. 100% admitting that I cannot watch that movie unbiasedly because of all the, like, weird, sad dudes that took it, like, to be like, he's the anti-hero. And now, like, and Lady Gaga's acting.
I don't know that I've seen anything she's in.
American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my thing is I just feel like she's in Lady Gaga and everything. I don't know.
I'm more likely to watch it than I was the first one. Because I'm interested to see her spin on Harley Quinn.
I don't. I think it's going to be...
bad.
I think it's going to be bad. I don't know. Like, I just... I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, again... Like, I liked Lady Gaga in American Horror Story. So maybe I'm not giving her a fair chance. Because that is the only... But I know she made people call her, like, Harley. Supposedly. Yeah. Allegedly, I was on the film set.
Oh,
they didn't let me. So, but like people said, she went like really method.
Yeah.
For it, which like I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think we're gonna see a ton of. Yeah. It's also something that like you can do with a lot more normal clothes,
right?
And like the makeup's, you know, easier, it mm-hmm. looks like. I mean, or, you know, like, messier, I guess, which right. doesn't necessarily mean easier, but
yeah.
Harley's always a perennial mm-hmm. favorite.
Okay. Well, I think that's all I've got.
That's all I can't think of.
Listener, what do you think is going to be a trending costume or franchise this year for costumes? What do you foresee happening? We want to know if you think we're right or not.
Yeah. What did we get wrong? What do you think? Interact with us.
And tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us about it. All right. Well, I think that's all we have for you all today. Yeah. If you want to follow along with us on social media, we're on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay and Cocktails Pod. We're also over on TikTok at Cosplay and Cocktails. You can follow along and hang out with us, or you can send us things there. Either way. Or if you have a lot of things you want to send us, send those over to Jessie at the email. That's where she hangs out.
If you want to send weird fish pics, interesting plants and mushrooms, I saw a lion's mane. I don't know if it's real. I keep meaning to look up if it's real or AI. It was this crazy lion's mane mushroom growing in a pond, and it looked like something from Ghibli. He was like a little... Yeah, what should we cosplay this year? I don't know if we've asked yet, listener, but give us some ideas. What do you think should be on trend for cosplay and cocktails? It's on brand for us. 5 more Thor and Lokis? Maybe. Thor and Lokis? Cocktail recipes, mocktail recipes, cons we should go to, event, other geeky events we should go to, trying to get to maybe just a couple more this year. So let us know, because we're trying to do new things, expand our horizons. You just want to make me cry, but not in a nice way. Don't make me cry in a mean way, please. I'm a delicate flower.
Mm-hmm. Where can they send that stuff to?
cosplayandcocktailspod@gmail.com.
That's gmail.com. Well, Jesse, what do you reckon?
I reckon it's time we best be scootin'.
Okay, bye!
Bye!